And thank you all once again for joining Nurse Practitioner Television Podcast. This is attorney and nurse practitioner Joe Flores. I want to thank everybody out there who's listening. As we all know, we're collectively trying to get the personal protective equipment, or PPE, that all healthcare providers need. And we're talking about people on the front lines, first responders, as well as nurses and doctors and respiratory therapists and everybody else in out on the street, in the hospital, at home. I recently came out on syndicated radio, and here's how it went down with Chris Salcedo.
You know, pandemic and all that, but other than that, fine. I've got to say, some of the cases coming across your desk that you've been putting out on social media, and not to curl folks' toes, give me some examples of what you're hearing out there.
Well, Chris, and I'm pretty thick-skinned, and it's curling my toes, too, let me tell you. I'm getting feedback from nurses where they don't have the equipment that they need, the N95 masks, the covers for their hair, and they're using garbage bags for gowns in some jurisdictions, and it's getting very serious out there.
No, I understand, and we've seen some of the national horror stories, a couple of medical professionals losing their lives already from COVID-19. My understanding is the hospitals are requiring their medical staff to show up, even though the hospitals cannot provide the proper medical equipment. From what you understand and what you're hearing, is that going on?
It is, Chris. We're having people say, they're telling them two things. In some hospitals, they're saying, don't wear a mask at all times. You're scaring the patients. Take off the mask. And that is one issue. The other issue is we don't have enough. We've got nurses being given, if they're lucky, an N95 and saying this is for the long term. And all the studies that I've read are saying, okay, you can do it for extended time, but some of these places, like Mary McDonald in Michigan, are getting one for the whole year. And that's not what even a good N95, that's not what it's set up for.
Right. And we have heard, and these are all anecdotal across social media, I just wanted to see if you have any factual basis, that some nurses are being fired because they're showing up with their own protective equipment. Is that the case?
That is. In fact, in the Dallas area, we had Nurse Tanya. She was terminated. She was told that she could not wear her mask. She brought her own mask, and she was terminated. Later, as she was brave enough to come out on social media, like many of the nurses are, the hospital changed its policy, and they were providing masks for the nurses. It's unbelievable, Chris.
Yeah, Joe Flores, our guest right now, folks. He is a nurse practitioner, and he's also manages a law firm, and actually is trying to help out medical professionals who are on the front line taking care of us while we're sick and they're not getting the proper tools. Look up, we have theorized that at bottom here, government is at the root of all of this. The hospitals are always trying to maximize their profits, so they're always operating on a budget that keeps, in good times, all of the protective equipment just enough to get by, because of the demands being placed on them by government. Now, when you get a surge like this, it is nowhere adequate with the medical supplies they have on hand. Is it a mixture of the desire for the profit motive and government not helping that is making these hospitals so ill-equipped?
Well, Chris, when you look at a CEO like somebody from HCA, one of the biggest hospital chains on the planet, making 458 times what the average staff nurse on the front lines is making, it makes a lot of nurses mad. Now, I am not pointing the dirty end of the stick at anybody. I think that I'm a big fan of let's fix the problem, not let's fix the blame. And the administration is doing the best they can, but there is a shortage globally of masks. So we have, the resentment of a lot of people on the front line saying, is this for our system set up for profits over patients? And then on the other hand, where are all the masks? Where are our PPE, our personal protective equipment? So it's a mixture of the two.
By the way, I want to get you to weigh on this as well. I spoke with Gordon Chang, who's a China expert, last Friday. He said that there was a shipment of masks coming in from China. Not only are they
affirmative, Chris. I have been looking for masks for everybody nationwide, trying to get distributors to help these hospitals that are going to get hard, New York, Michigan. And I'm hearing about price gouging. I don't want to point the finger at anybody, but it's happening. And it's happening on a global scale. You could get a mask for $2 now going for $5, $6, $7. And a lot of these state governments are getting hosed. They're having to buy, and, you know, there's going to be a reckoning later after, God willing, we're done with this, and this passes, this plague, this pandemic passes. We're going to get past this, but people are going to have to answer for price gouging while people are ill, dying, and taking advantage of the situation. You're absolutely right. I've heard of that, and that's an affirmative.
Yeah, and then your reaction to the Chinese turning around needed medical supplies bound for the United States, in your opinion, is that the action of an ally or an enemy?
Well, you know, I'm not a politician, but, you know, that sounds like a really, really bad thing to do, especially right now, especially everything that's going on, the focus on Wuhan. I think that everybody needs to pull together here globally, and that is not the way business is conducted.
All right, Joe Flores, everybody. He is a trial lawyer, family nurse practitioner at the FloresLawFirm.com. Do me a favor. As you get more and more information from the nurses and the medical professionals out there, and if they're not getting what they need, make sure that we know and we'll get it out.
You got it, Chris. I mean, if you say it's Easter, I start painting eggs, man. Thank you for having me on.
Thank you, Joe Flores, everybody here on the Chris Salcedo Show. Our telephone number is 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. Let me get to Florida. Art?